Acts chapter 4. And as they spoke to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And on the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had brought them in, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if today we are questioned about the good deed done to the man who couldn't walk, by what means he is made well, I tell you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you well. This is the stone that was rejected by you builders, that has become the cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and ignorant men, they were surprised, and they took note of them, that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? The fact that a notable miracle has been done by them is clear to all those who live in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you can judge. For we can only speak to things that we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for what had been done. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they all lifted up their voices to God and said, "Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, 'Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your judgment previously determined to be done. And now, Lord, look at their threatenings, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they will speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders will be done by the name of your holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and of one soul, nor did any of them say that anything he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And the apostles witnessed with great power about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was on them all. Nor was there any among them that lacked, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according to his needs. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is, being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.